Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Rhino Ag. And this week we will be joined by Upside Down Bubba Brown. We'll also hear from Steve from Coles Electric, Mike O'Connor from Dirt Monthly Magazine, Tiffany from Extreme Powder Coatings, and our friend Josh from Rhino Ag, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Dryer and grain handling equipment owners, International Steel Erectors, and NASCO Equipment are now scheduling preventative maintenance jobs to prepare you for a smoother fall harvest. Our experienced crews will do a preseason checkup on your grain lengths, conveyors, air systems, augers, and other related equipment. Our dryer service program consists of checking augers, bearings, chains, belts, gas lines, gear oil, and cleaning the burner to ensure easy startups when harvest time is upon us. Call us at International Steel Erectors or NASCO Equipment today at 507-451-3448.
The difference between a Hinchman fire suit and others? The difference is safety. All Hinchman fire suits are made with materials that are permanently fire resistant. That's why Nomex remains the standard. The difference is experience and innovation. Hinchman started the racing suit industry over 80 years ago. The difference is quality, value, and customer service. Your suit is an investment in your safety, and Hinchman is committed to giving you the safest and best racing suit along with friendly personal service. Hinchman, why settle for anything less?
Napa Know How.
At Napa, save up to $10 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades, plus get Rain-X glass cleaner for free. It's a deal so good, you gotta see it to believe it. That's a vision joke. And with up to $10 off Rain-X Latitude wipers plus free Rain-X glass cleaner, you'll be able to see almost everything. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 9/30/19.
So you're inviting friends over for a friendly barbecue? Nice. But if you're a true friend, you'll start with Cookies Barbecue Sauce. I'm Speed the Sauce Man, and let me tell you why the right sauce is so important. Cookies Barbecue Sauce is made from real deal ingredients, and I haven't changed the recipe since 1976. Cookies Barbecue Sauce complements meat. It doesn't smother it. It just makes your food taste better. Smart cookies use cookies. Anything less is just meat abuse.
Cookies is the one.
A few years ago, I hit a deer with my van on the freeway. Wow, what an impact. Thankfully, no one in the vehicle was injured. When we pulled over and got out to check the damage, I could not believe the amount of destruction. Right away, I called Bob at Midwest Collision. That is one of the best decisions I have ever made. Not only did he assure me that everything would be taken care of, Bob and his staff followed through with their promise. If you ever need collision repair, please call Midwest Collision today at 332-2434.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver segment on the Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver segment here on the Dirt Show, and I am joined by Upside Down Bubba Brown, IMCA Sport Compact driver. And Bubba, let's start off talking about the nickname. The first time I heard it, track announcer Chad Meyer had tagged you with the name after a rollover incident. How did that happen?
Well, that was my rookie year, first time I ever got into a sport compact. And I went from 7th to actually Megan Lapegaard with her. It was Fanvic, now it's Megan Lapegaard. I think she was leading the race. And I kind of hit a rut and reared in the guy at the same time and barrel rolled her about 7 times. So that's how I got the nickname. And then the following week at Fairmont, I thought I had the car straight. I went to Fairmont the following night and Tinkle told her over again. Well, there you have it, Upside Down Bubba Brown.
That's funny you bring up Megan's name. I had talked to her the previous fall down at Mason City about having her on the Dirt Show, but over the winter she got married. So the next spring I couldn't find her, had to figure out her last name was Sandvik.
Yeah.
Were you an athlete? Because one night we were at Hancock County Speedway, and you joined some friends in a grandstand, and then you realized that you forgot to redraw for the feature, and you took off like a running back.
No, everybody says that. No, I never played football or anything, track, none of that. They say I'm pretty quick. Yeah, like Justin Lindenberg is one of my sponsors, teammate 17X and 11A. They'd be in the tech. And, Bubba, run and get this. I'm gone and back in a flash.
When is the first time you remember doing your signature backflip at a race? Because now when you win, all the fans in the grandstand instantly start talking about, he's going to do a backflip or he's going to do a cartwheel. It's a big fan favorite.
Yeah, it's a cartwheel. I can't do no backflip, believe me. I tried one down in Boone and I about broke my neck. So that wasn't very, very good. So I'll stick to my cartwheels.
Bubba, you are a fan favorite wherever you go. One post I read on Facebook a while back that really told me what kind of a person Bubba Brown is was your last day at Sunshine Foods in Jackson. You said, "I'm going to really miss the customers." That says a lot about who you are and what kind of personality you have.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, just, you know, I don't know, I've always not been a real spokesman in front of people because I get nervous. You know, when I go, like, in Victory Lane, I get kind of nervous. Sometimes I forget the wife, so I got to make sure I thank the wife for everything she's done. But, you know, I got a big heart. People say, and I see it too, and I like to go the extra mile to help not only old people, but people in general who need help or reach out and help other drivers and stuff in that matter.
You are now at Hitchdock in Jackson. They make some great products. What are your responsibilities at Hitchdock?
Well, when I first started there 6 months ago, I used to grind surfaces before it goes into blasting and paint. But now I'm working down in the plows. We box up plows and assemble them and send them out the door to customers, like your average plow for your lawnmowers, your four-wheelers, your side-by-sides, and so forth.
And a lot of fans will recognize that right along the freeway in Jackson.
Correct. It's a huge facility. It's a great company to work for. They only not look out, you know, for themselves, you know, like some companies you see, but like they look out for the families too, and employees' families, like take people up water parks and the golf courses. I mean, it's a really family owned, and they love their employees, and I'm glad to be working for them.
2019 brought 12 heat race wins for Bubba Brown. How important are heat race wins at a race?
All depends on it. Really doesn't really matter, I guess, if you're a point leader because you're going to start in the back anyway. But to make the invert, pretty good, I guess. I don't know. It's just, a lot of people say it's just a sticker. Heat races don't pay. But then I also picked up, and we also picked up 9 wins on this year. And then we just purchased a new car yesterday, hoping the weather obtains good. We're going to go down and try Spencer tonight.
I was going to talk to you about those 9 wins. Was there one that meant more than the other? Because I know that night you ran the feature at Fairmont in the number 83 tribute car honoring Logan Kelly's dad. That one has to stand out.
Yes, sir. That one does. That one hits me home because that was a really good friend of mine, and he passed away and ain't with us anymore. But I knew I had to win. And with him riding with me one last time, in God's grace, we parked in Victory Lane.
I know that was an amazing night for Logan, too.
Yep.
In 2019, you ended up winning 2 track championships, one at Murray County in Slayton and one at Fairmont. Walk us through both of those championships, what they meant to you, and was one of them a tighter battle than the other?
Yeah, running with RJ Squid at 16X, that was a good battle. I think he missed a shift on one. I was able to capitalize, and then I was leading the feature coming to the checkered, and we're pretty sure the wiring harness kind of like took a crap to the fuel pump because she just cut out. Either that or I was running low on fuel that night, and then you go into the corner and how it flashes over to the tank. So we kind of figure out which it was, and he won the race on that one. And then another one was running wheel to wheel with Stephanie Koopman, my best friend. They call him the champ, the Nitro Nate Koopman, running with his woman and running with him opener night there at Slayton. He had a huge margin on me, and I was able to capitalize and reel him in a little bit, but ran out of laps, and he got first and I got second. And then I think we picked up 5 wins at Murray County this year and the track championship. Luckily, I got the track championship because the Bluetooth tires out that championship night feature going into it, I was leading by 4 points over the 16X of RJ. And luckily, don't wish an old guy blow up, but luckily he had some issues and I was able to maintain the track championship. And then Fairmont, I kept just giving second place repeatedly, and I picked up that win in memory of my friend Jim Kelly. And then I ended up leading it by 16 or 17 points. I think I ended up finishing it by for the track championship at the Fairmont Raceway.
And people don't realize in the Hornet division, a very small mistake can cost you a lot. And I've seen guys actually miss a shift coming out of the corner, and they'll drop back 2 or 3 spots because by the time they get that momentum back, they're trying to catch up.
Yep, that is very true. That is so true there. It's hard to do. You're hoping for a yellow, and then sometimes you're sitting up there just leading it, and 1 to go, 2 to go, you see the white and the yellow come down. It's like, oh, man, here we go.
You also finished 6th in national points. that has to make you feel great about your season because you are up against some tough competitors.
Yeah. Especially all in the nation, that's pretty good. I know in 2017, I think it was, I led it for the month of May and the month of June, the national title. But like I said, back to just getting second place finishes. I was getting the car counts, but I wasn't getting those first place finishes to get those full points. So then, of course, I started off early in the season, so I burnt up my 50 nights. And I think I finished 12th in 2017. I led the national point title for 2 months, and then this year, all I was able to get up to is 6th. But, yeah, that felt pretty good for, I mean, being a top 10 in the national point standings, that makes me feel really good. But one of these days, hopefully I can pull a Ramsey Meyer and a Nitro Nate Koopman and win that bad boy.
Something else I've noticed about your race team that's very important is safety. You have all the proper safety equipment, including a neck restraint. The speeds that your division is reaching on these big tracks, safety is a very important factor.
That is true, yeah. I'm hoping this year to get one of them Hans devices. See a lot of those. Like, I think Jeffrey Larson runs one, and Dustin Larson runs one, and they're one of my sponsors, too, that helps me out. But it's just strapped to your back of your helmet there. But, yeah, ever since I rolled, you know, I like to keep those seatbelts tight to the point where almost like it's hard to breathe. I mean, if you roll over, safety first. You want to make sure you've got a good welded cage, and you get that safety, and them seatbelts are up to date, and your helmet and neck brace and gloves and all that, you know, and that fire suit. Make sure that's good, because if you catch on fire, that's going to be your lifesaver.
Back in February, we attended the Fairmont Raceway fundraiser auction. My wife is a big fan of yours, and the first three items come up to bid. Two of them were autographed modified doors, and one of them was you up there holding your door off your purple number 11A race car. And we ended up bidding on that and getting that door from you, and you ended up autographing it, and it's hanging on our garage wall. That was a really fun night.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, that was kind of fun. Yeah, that's the year I ran the Viking paint scheme. I remember that, yo.
You and your wife just had a great trip to Boone together. I'm sure it's nice for you guys just to get out together and have some fun without the kids.
Yeah, the kids were, you know, in good hands with Auntie. They love her sister death, so she were in good hands. And yeah, we had a good time, you know. Hanging out with Justin Lundberg and my sponsor and Ryan Moberg at Moberg Consignments. It was a great time. And just getting along with all the local drivers, and just, it's an experience out there at Super Nationals. I mean, not only is it the luck of the draw, but you're going against some fast cars with experience and knowledge and stuff. So it's kind of fun, but this will be the fourth year I went down and make the A main. So all you do is keep trying and plugging away.
Towing on an open trailer. I love to see open trailers going down the highway. As a fan, it gets me excited to see some racing. I'm sure you get a bunch of horn honks and thumbs up going down the highways.
Yeah, you get some looks too. Sometimes some crazy looks, like in mid-February when there's snow on the ground and you're taking the car to go off the pitch. Where's this guy going?
The competitors in the IMCA Hornet division are also not against helping out a fellow driver in need when something breaks down or you get in a crash.
No, there's a lot of guys out there willing to reach out and help, that's for sure. You got your some drivers that are mad, the other drivers that they went a lot, but I help regardless. I try to help. If I got the parts, I'd get down there and wrench on anybody.
I've always been told by other drivers that you want to race against the best because it makes you the best, so if your competitors broke down, you jump in and help. What are your plans for the 2020 racing season? I see you just picked up that new car. You're going to get a couple test nights on it. What are your plans for next year?
Plans for next year is hopefully run for that national title. And a huge plan would be to make the A main at Super Nationals, just to put it in the show.
And obviously you think this is the car to do it, correct?
Yeah, I think so. It's a straight car. It ain't dinged up and the frame ain't tweaked like my 11A is. So that's a huge difference.
Now that racing season is winding down, are you going to get to do a little more fishing? Because I see you hooked into a huge northern last night.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was a walleye because last year I caught a 14-pounder out of the river here in Jackson. I just knew I had another monster until I seen it roll. I was like, it's a northern. But, yeah, it was pretty big.
You have some really good luck fishing.
Yeah, from time to time. I can't complain.
I think my favorite Facebook post of all time came a while back when a little boy came up to you and said, "You're my hero." Race drivers mean a lot to their fans, and oftentimes you don't realize how big of an impact or how big of a role model you have on people, big or small.
Yeah, that made me feel good that day. That was my little buddy. That was Matthew Lopes, little boy that said that. Yeah, I'll never forget that. That was awesome.
What are your plans for the rest of the 2019 racing season?
Well, to finish out, let's see here. We're hoping to get into the night. There's a couple shows. Let's see, in October, there's a show in Slayton. And then in Fairmont's got a two-day show, 26th and 27th. And I think that's probably going to wind up the season there.
Well, I hope to get a chance to see you at a couple of those events this fall. Fall racing is just a blast because you know it's the last time you're going to get to see your favorite drivers and also to get out and see your racing friends.
Yep, that's correct. Well, for a while anyway, for 6 months at least.
Well, Bubba, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on The Dirt Show. And if you're out at a track, look for that 11A upside down Bubba Brown. He's sure to put on a show for you, and thanks for being with us today.
No problem, and don't hesitate to ask for a cartwheel. I'll do it.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs, from chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna total source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Why is 2016 USAC Midget National Champion Tanner Thorson using Walker Performance Filtration Products?
I'm using Walker Filtration Products because they're the best of the best. When you clean your nozzles on a sprint car motor, they used to be filled up with dirt. Now they're clean like a whistle. All the best of the best guys are running them now. All the best of the best motor builders are starting to put them on their motors. My relationship with Ben Walker is pretty strong. My crew chief on the sprint car out in California got us hooked together, and I've had his product from that day on and get there when I need it, and he's really reliable. His product is really awesome. It's always quality. I just run them because they're the best filter out there.
See WalkerPerformanceFiltration.com or call them at 818-252-7788.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365.
Only Powerlift has been building hydraulic doors continuously since 1992, longer than anyone else in the industry. Only Powerlift provides local manufacturing, sales, and service throughout North America, giving you confidence in knowing we will always be there when and where you need us. Only Powerlift installs each and every door, making your project hassle-free from start to finish. Only Powerlift has the best warranty in the industry, so what hydraulic door should you buy? Only Powerlift. Contact us today at 507-374-9306.
Hey, Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad installed, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, or even a driveway or parking lot road graded, please let us know at Wolf & Sons. We have dump trucks, excavators, a backhoe, bulldozer, and road grader to help you with your large or small projects around your house, farm, or business. Call Wolf & Sons today at 455-3524.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Steve Cole from Cole's Electric. And Steve, Cole's Electric is always on the cutting edge when it comes to the newest and best in electrical service. Cole's Electric's advanced systems in industrial and commercial lighting provide cash rebates, federal tax credits, and also special financing.
Yeah, Clayton, we can set up any kind of payments you want. Everybody wants to do a project, and sometimes the budget's tight, and we're here to kind of work with you and get it taken care of.
And I know your team is always constantly checking into what's available for industrial commercial clients. So if they call in, you go out, look at their job site, you can put together a package for them and let them know exactly what they're getting into. And you can actually tell them what their cost savings will be in the next few years on electrical.
Yeah, if they're looking at a lighting project in a warehouse or manufacturing area, you can definitely come with some different options and save you some money.
It's really amazing how those lights inside commercial buildings and industrial sites have improved over the years. I remember years ago you'd have to turn the lights on as soon as you walked in the building and wait 20 minutes for them to warm up enough to start lighting the place.
Yeah, them days are pretty much gone. With this LED, you can put a motion detector inside of it and it goes down to 20% illumination when you're not around, and when you come in, instantly, within 2 seconds, it's 100%.
Kohl's Electric also protects your home. Many people have seen the doorbells with cameras inside. Kohl's Electric can go way beyond that by protecting the parking lot at your business, by protecting your home. And a lot of people have seen they've started to target rural areas. The criminals are driving around looking for people who aren't home or farm sites that aren't occupied, and you can protect an off-site location.
Yeah, we do camera systems, security systems on a smaller scale, but yeah, if you have some issues or concerns, we can definitely take a look at it.
Again, this year we have utilized your business at our personal home, and what I found was on time, polite, professional. My wife said it was the nicest service person she had ever dealt with in the 30 years we've lived at our home. You go above and beyond with your employees.
Yeah, we got a heck of a crew out there. Most of them have been there 10, 20 plus years. They're all there every morning, and they'll kind of stay and do what we got to do.
Industrial. The amount of large profile industrial projects that Kohl's Electric is involved in right now, it is impressive. And as we came into this interview right now, you're doing a large industrial up in Faribault. I know you're involved in one here in Owatonna, over in Claremont. You get all over the area, and you are the go-to company for these large industrial projects.
Yeah, we kind of do a lot of design build, larger scale industrial projects, commercial, but we still take the time if you got troubles with your lighting system in your house or on your farm, your dryer, your fan, whatever, we'll just take a look. You know, no job's too big or too small. We'll take a look at them all.
To be able to do the job efficiently and correctly, you need to have the right tools. Over the years, you have acquired a large array of specialty tools, and you are going on 35 years in business, so you know how to use these tools and what you need to get the job done right and in a timely fashion so it's cost effective.
Yeah, sometimes we think outside the box. We've got a directional drill machine, you know, derrick trucks, boom trucks, Pneuma gophers, plow machines, whatever we need to kind of get the job done. We don't like renting the equipment. We like just get it ourselves, and it's at our fingertips whenever we need it.
Living in the country yourself, you know what it takes to run electrical wires around a farm site to different buildings, a new shop, a new grain bin site. You have farm experience and farm expertise at Kohl's Electric.
Yeah, quite a few of our guys are actually farmers, and they do that, and they work with us, and it's just kind of part of life. They don't want to give up the farming, and yet they still need the insurance and everything to work for us, so they kind of do both things at the same time.
In 2019, Kohl's Electric jumped on board as a sponsor at Chateau Speedway. It was awesome to see your group down there. Your whole staff was having a great time that night. What a great outing to take your employees and their families out to the racetrack and have a night there on the sponsor deck and just enjoy the evening of racing. I know that's important to you.
Yeah, we're definitely going to do that next year if they'll have us, I guess. We had a great time. They were a great host, and everything went real good.
You didn't look like you got too wild. I don't think they'll kick you out.
I hope not. We tried to keep them under control.
As I mentioned, Coles Electric is coming up on 35 years in business. When you first started, I'm sure it was a little struggle getting a new business off the ground, but 35 years in business, that's an accomplishment nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, it started out with just a few guys, and it's just kind of blossomed, and I think we're over 40 people now, and it's just keeps rolling. We got to keep feeding this monster. It keeps growing, and we kind of over in Waseca, we branched out in Janesville toward Mankato Way, and we're definitely all the way over to Janesville, Rochester, and up to the Southern Metro and down into Austin, and we do quite a bit down in Northern Iowa, too. So it's growing. Different guys have different skill sets, and we got to keep everybody moving.
If someone would like to find out about Coles Electric's industrial capabilities, commercial capabilities, on the farm, or residential, how can they find out more about Coles Electric, Steve?
Just give us a call at 507-451-1387, and we'll talk to you and come out and do whatever we need to do.
Steve, thank you so much for being with us here on the Dirt Show, and also thank you for promoting racing here in our area. It's greatly appreciated by me and all the fans.
All right, yeah, thanks, Clay. Keep up the good work, and we'll do it again next year.
For over 40 years, winning drivers have relied on VP Racing Fuels to optimize performance. Now get the same benefit with VP Pro-Grade Full Synthetic Oil and High Performance Lubricants. VP's goal was to develop a best-in-class racing oil that offers world-class cutting-edge technology, enhanced durability and wear protection, from the street to the track. VP's got you covered with the next generation performance.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact: Arrow Racing wheels can be seen on dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact: Arrow Racing wheels have become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact: The Arrow 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy NASCAR, Xfinity, and Gander Outdoors Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winners, see AeroRacingWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Rhino Ag believes in building products with quality from the inside out. We start by hiring farmers to work in manufacturing building products for farmers. They know about the day-to-day demands the farmer expects. Then, every Rhino product is factory-filled with Lucas Oil to make sure every part on a Rhino is quality from the inside out. For a dealer near you, visit RhinoAg.com. Rhino Ag is excited to announce their sponsorship of Jimmy Owens for the 2019 Lucas Oil Late Model Series. Follow Jimmy on Facebook at Jimmy Owens Racing Updates or online at JimmyOwens20.com.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers Car Care Products. Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers Car Care Products distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
Welcome back to a special segment here on the Dirt Show, and I am joined by Mike O'Connor from Dirt Monthly. And Mike, I know last year when we did our interview, you had to keep the information on the down low. The merger of Flat Out, Dirt Modified, and Dirt Late Model into one monthly publication. What an awesome idea and what an incredible publication.
Well, thank you for the kind words. I appreciate that, Glenn, and thanks for having me on. It's always great to be with you. Yeah, it's something that you think about it. We've talked about it for years, you know, and in a lot of ways, I think we wish we would have pulled the trigger a lot earlier than we did. It's made for a beautiful book, we think, and our advertisers and subscribers have certainly said good things and resonated that thought. So, yeah, I think it's great. It's I think improved a lot of things and caused us to probably step up our game in a lot of ways to make a better book. So we're real happy with it.
The opinion pages at the front of your publication, wow, these make you think about what is my opinion on this particular subject very in-depth, and they shed a lot of light on the current important topics that are going on in different racing series right now.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way. We've got a really, really sharp group. I don't know that we've ever had a better lineup of people that are not only veteran riders, but really care about what's happening in the sport on all levels. And now that we have open wheel mod and late model, for that matter, we added a what we're calling a street stock section, but really kind of Joe Saturday night catch-all for street stocks and stock cars and so forth. You know, we're covering the whole gambit, so I think there's something for everybody, and because of that, you're catching a lot of different opinions that should appeal. There should be something in there, at least, that you'd want to read, so I appreciate you saying that.
For listeners who didn't know him, who was Travis Cushion in a few words, and what did he mean to the publication?
Hard to say it in a few words, but Travis was our art director. So practically speaking, he laid out what you saw for over 10 years, closer to 12, in dirt modified and in dirt late model. And then had started to do that, did the same thing for us in Dirt Monthly when we made that transition. He laid out the whole book. So he was an invaluable piece of the puzzle. He was just a terrific guy that had a world of talent. And we miss him terribly. I miss him. I wrote in my column after he died in June that why when football season came I was going to really be sad, and I am, because we were both long-suffering Vikings fans, so I would have been texting him all day during the Packer game for sure. We miss him terrible.
I feel sorry for you after the Packers game.
Yeah. Well, they say suffering is good for the soul, right? And I tell people, as a Vikings fan and a Iowa Hawkeyes fan, I must have a really good soul, because I've suffered for a long time, for sure.
I open Dirt Monthly and see an article on Casey Trom, the Queensland family, Don Shaw, mm-hmm. Jody Belfi, Clayton Christensen, Adam Hensel. Whether you're into modifieds, late models, or sprint cars, there is something for everyone.
Yeah, you'd think that we were a local publication to your part of the world and not a national one. But we've certainly had a lot of coverage of some great racers throughout that southern Minnesota, northern Iowa area here of late, for sure. So, and I think, you know, we tend to have a fair amount of that because our subscriber base, for the mods at least, you know, is pretty heavy there. So you'll find a pretty consistent coverage of folks that you're going to know, in addition to ones that you'll learn about as you read.
I'm sure every month this magazine goes to print, it's first of all a relief to you that you were able to make the deadline again, but it's also got to be a huge feeling of pride at what you put together every single month and send out to the subscribers.
It is. Unless you're in that business and you've ever written, a 15 or 200,000 piece feature story, or you've ever been involved with the layout of all the advertising and the stories and the pictures and the graphics, it's a whole ton of work. And so, yeah, it absolutely is a labor of love. I mean, you know, for sure. And we have a tremendous amount of pride. Even though you've edited and you've seen it, when you have it in your hands, then, yeah, you just feel really good about it. And as I say, we had there used to be black and white in our book, and that's all gone. And this thing is 160 pages. It's like a coffee table book every single month. And so just super proud of it, and really encourage people to tell their friends about it, those that subscribe and those that have been thinking about it or used to subscribe to one of the three magazines we used to have. Why, I'd really encourage you to check it out, because I think you're really going to like it. As you've said, there's something for everybody.
Best race you've personally attended in the 2019 season?
Oh, wow, you're taxing me. I went to, I don't know if it was the best race, but it was an interesting race for me. I used to have an interest in a late model, so that kind of kept me tied to local tracks. And I've been out, I don't have that anymore, so now I've been traveling a lot. And I went to Brit for the Stars, the night of 10,000 Stars, the Friday night show, and that was a fantastic deal. The IMCA, the stock cars were there, and the
the modifieds, and it was just great. It was really, really a neat, it's a great little facility and a super neat event. I had a great time there. I really enjoyed it.
You know, if the Vikings don't pick up their game, pheasant hunting season is right around the corner.
Amen for that. I think there's going to be a lot more bird hunting for me this year than suffering through Vikings games, if yesterday's effort is any indication of the product we're going to have this year. So the good news is the bird numbers are up. So, yeah, looking forward to getting out this year.
How can listeners find out more and start getting Dirt Monthly?
So they can go to 3widemedia.com. So just put that into any browser and any device and spell that out, T-H-R-E-E, Wide Media, and you'll find Dirt Monthly right there. You can get back issues of the magazines. We used to have this current magazine, or you can call 888-806-4611, that toll-free number, and get all the information you'd need.
Mike, it's always a blast to talk to you, and thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on The Dirt Show.
Thank you, Clayton. It's always a great time for me as well. Really appreciate it.
The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum Salute to Champion A.J. Foyt exhibit is currently on display inside the museum through October 1st. Stop by the museum anytime, 7 days a week, to see the real, authentic race cars that A.J. Foyt drove during his illustrious career, including two of the Indy Roadsters he raced during the Indy 500. Plus, we'll have Salute to Champion A.J. Foyt commemorative posters and T-shirts available inside our museum store, plus a full-length video on A.J. Foyt's career playing in our second-floor movie theater. Also, while you're with us, check out all of the new 2019 Sprint Car T-shirts and merchandise inside our museum store. That's our Salute to Champion A.J. Foyt exhibit on display now at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame. Stop by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum and check out our second-floor seating. You'll be glad you did, and we'll see you in Knoxville.
Fast Shafts owner Pat Fagan is a racer himself and has been testing and building drive shafts for himself and teams all over the nation since 1992. Fast Shaft drive shafts are the number one carbon fiber, steel, chrome moly, and aluminum drive shaft builder for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch Ford center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more. Call Fast Shafts today. Made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
Extreme! Extreme!
Have you ever wondered what to do with that worn-out patio furniture or railing? How about your trailers, brush guards, even your rims? Have Extreme Powder Coating sandblast your items to perfection and apply the most durable metal finishing in the industry. Custom powder coating colors are available. Looks like paint, acts like armor.
Extreme Powder Coating.
Coming out of turn four and heading to the checker flag. You can feel your engine pulling for all it's worth. Is it worthy of winning a championship? Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service in Rochester. We spent decades building racing engines for some of the biggest names in Minnesota racing history, including Jason Cummins' national championship winning engine in 2017. If you want the confidence that you have a winning motor under the hood, then call us at Byers Engine Service in Rochester today at 507-282-5586. The rest of the car is up to you. We'll take care of the horsepower.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Tiffany from Extreme Powder Coatings in Blooming Prairie, Minnesota. And Tiffany, you literally grew up around the powder coating business. What are your earliest memories of being around Extreme Powder Coating?
I guess one of the best parts about it was, and one thing my dad was really proud of me for, was I had a video project that we had to do for school. I believe I was in 9th or 10th grade, and I grabbed the big VHS recorder, and I went down to a shop while they were working, and just recorded the entire process and did some interviewing on how powder coating actually works. And I brought the video back to class, and we had to show it to your entire class, and I got an A on that report. And I just remember him being really proud that I was that interested in it. As his interest started in 1984 in California, he was a national go-kart champion, and he was out there with his kart owner, and that's when my dad saw powder coating for the first time, and he just never forgot about it. And wanting to be an entrepreneur sole proprietorship, and he saw the need in southern Minnesota, especially in the racing industry. And I mean, the idea just took off from there. And so he had a good idea and literally ran with it.
It is that time of year. The racing season is winding down, and some drivers are already done for the season as they tear their cars apart. If they're not satisfied with what they're seeing as far as paint peeling off their chassis, rims, and other parts, now is the time to call. And I tell you what, you've powder coated a frame for a friend of mine, and that car has lasted multiple seasons. And every time he takes the body off, he is blown away by how rock solid the powder coating is on that.
Powder coating is literally like the most durable finish that you can get on the market. It is a cured on finish. It's basically melted in the oven like a resin over your parts. You know, it can chip, it can scratch, but it's a lot harder to get down to the metal. So, you know, it looks like paint, acts like armor, and that's why our customers love us.
I walked through the door and I was blown away by your brand new display. That is one of the coolest things I have ever seen. It just makes me want to go out and grab a Model T out of the woods and start hot rodding something. And the vintage guys are already getting projects ready to work on this winter in their shops. That's where Extreme Powder Coating's line of textures and colors come into play. If you are building something and you don't want to go back and have to redo it in a couple years, powder coating, you talk about the durability. Once you pick out the color and the texture that you want, you're not going to have to take that apart and repaint that particular part again.
No, it's going to be a very long time before it starts showing the wear and tear. And like you say, there's many different textures, gloss finishes. You can hide about anything with it. We can provide a blasted profile, which is great for adhesion. We can provide powder coat epoxy primers, which is great for corrosion resistance. You add those two factors plus the top coat color, and you're going to be solid for a long time on that finish.
Just looking at that intake manifold on display, I didn't know one could look that nice. And you also provide all of the metal preparation on site, which makes you unique. You can't get the coating to bond with the metal correctly if the metal isn't prepared right.
That's another thing that my dad, Greg Peterson, always said. You cannot pass the test that you didn't prepare for. And we live by that rule here every day. Metal prep is everything. Preparation and everything in life that you're doing is key to how it's going to turn out. So we're definitely blasting. We're definitely using chemical phosphate cleaners, corrosion sealers. We get the whole gamut across to provide the best end result.
Farmers that have metal items that are affected by harsh chemicals or are constantly being battered by corn stalks, brush, or heavy use, your durable, virtually indestructible coating acts like an armor. Like you said, you're literally melting this finish on so things can't seep into the seams.
There's baseline powder coatings, and then there are what's called super durable powder coatings, and these are great out in the field. They're for architectural, they're for agricultural, and they are formulated differently to withstand chemicals, to withstand the UV, to withstand those harsh elements. And if you dream it, we can make it come true.
Tiffany, you have powder-coated toolboxes, racing chassis, rims, metal patio furniture, and vintage tractor parts. What are a few of the other unique items that you have done that maybe I haven't been here when they've been in the showroom?
I guess my favorite stuff comes from our customer, Rare Aircraft, out of Faribault. They are always bringing in a one-of-one airplane chassis from the early 1900s or from World War II, and just being a part of those projects is what honestly makes my job the best job, because it's never the same. It's always something different here, and we're doing a lot of things that have a lot of sentimental value to people or that are irreplaceable, and those are the unique projects that we love to be a part of.
Here at Extreme Powder Coatings, you have a very large oven for powder coating and also a huge building dedicated strictly to blasting. What are the largest parts that you can handle?
We can handle up to 10 feet wide 8 feet tall and 42 feet long. Sometimes that can change a little bit because if you just hang a part a little bit differently, you can maybe get up to 12 feet wide. But we used to be like the largest in Southeast Minnesota, but times are changing and people's ovens are getting bigger, but we're still capable of doing some very heavy duty items.
You also have the capabilities to take on large industrial jobs.
Yeah, we can absolutely help out in the manufacturing industrial department. That's kind of the run-of-the-mill stuff every day, working on industrial parts and running the custom parts alongside of those. We definitely feed off of those customer relationships with the industrial community.
And I would say once they see what your capabilities are and have some parts done here, they'll be back for more.
They will be impressed, no doubt. Our team is the best. The guys are great, so you should come down and meet us.
What is the best way to find out more about Extreme Powder Coatings, what you do here, and contact you?
Definitely check out our website at extremepowdercoating.net. Give me a call or send us an email at info@extremepowdercoating.net.
Tiffany, this is one of the funnest places to stop. Anywhere I go, if you are coming through Blooming Prairie, I highly suggest stopping in here to the showroom and seeing what you have to offer. And thank you so much for being with us on The Dirt Show today.
Thank you, Clayne.
Hauling can be hard on you and your horse. Smooth out the ride with a shocker hitch.
We use Air Ride technology to take the bump and the jerk out of towing.
Right now, you can get the Gooseneck Surge Model Shocker Hitch for just $7.99 and try it at no risk for 30 days.
If you don't feel the difference immediately, I'll buy it back. No questions asked.
Visit ShockerHitch.com for the complete product line and video of the Shocker Hitch in action. Shocker Hitch, a smoother ride for you and your horse, guaranteed.
Transform your garage into an extension of your home with a custom finished floor by Garage Force. No matter how you use your garage, Garage Force has you covered. American-made, backed by a lifetime warranty. Our professionally installed industrial-grade coatings will protect your garage from anything life throws at it and makes cleanup a snap. More importantly, it's the unbelievable feeling you get each time you use your dream garage. Visit us online at GarageForce.com.
Call Todd at 651-387-9213. That's 651-387-9213.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show brought to you by Rhino Ag. And as always, I'm joined by Josh. And Josh, Farm Progress just wrapped up a few weeks ago. Farm Progress is a great place to meet farmers face-to-face, showcase Rhino Ag equipment. What are the farmers saying when they walk into your booth if they're a current customer? And what are farmers asking about if they're not a current customer? And what are they looking for?
Well, you know, this year's Farm Progress was probably one of the best we've had in a really long time. The weather turned out to be perfect. We got just enough rain that the farmers really didn't have much to do on their farms, so they got to come visit us in the booth. And those that, you know, are current customers are excited to see what new products Rhino might be coming out with or what changes to current models or what new models are out. And then for the farmer or the buyer that shows up that really didn't know Rhino Ag before, it's nice to really showcase what is Rhino Ag, who are we, and why do we build the products that we build. And anytime someone takes that time out of their day to come visit us, it really gives us an opportunity to showcase what we're about and why we build what we build. Because Rhino Ag is not just another product. It's a different type of product. We put a lot of heart and soul into this because we, too, are farmers and ranchers. And we're trying to build a product that we know fits our need and then in return offer it to the public for theirs as well.
Josh, one of the first things that I noticed, whether it's at Farm Fest, Farm Progress, or any of the other ag shows that I attend, when you walk up and just start looking at the welds, start looking at the quality of the workmanship on any piece of Rhino Ag equipment, it's tremendous.
You know, we always say that we build quality from the inside out. And what we mean by that is that because we're farmers and ranchers and we know the quality that's there, we're also employing the best people to create the best quality because they too take pride and ownership in what they're doing to build the top born to lead products in the market today. And you can only find those with Rhino Ag products.
And every farmer that purchases a piece of Rhino Ag equipment will be proud to use it. Or if you're going to be using it in a municipality, you'll be glad you bought a piece of Rhino equipment, right, Josh?
That's right. I mean, we are an ag-based company, but we look at ourselves as though we're industrial quality equipment. We're not just building equipment for ag. We're building equipment that the top professionals in the world out there today are using, abusing, and they know that it's built to last because it's got that Rhino Ag stamp on the side of it.
How can they find out more, Josh?
As always, they can find us on rhinoag.com. That's rhinoag.com. Or go to our YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram pages to see the current products in use today.
Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Clay, and have a good weekend.
Mastel Brothers Trailer Service Incorporated has many new and used trailers for sale and offer nationwide delivery, along with the area's largest supply of used trailer parts. Need service? Mastel Brothers Trailer Service has a 20-bay service center ready to service, repair, or upgrade your trailer. Mastel Brothers Trailer Service, this area's authorized 3M dealer, can make your trailer more visible for added safety. Contact Mark Daniels at 651-639-9017 or visit mastelbrothers.com and browse through their website to learn more about their products and services.
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Last Thursday night, September 19th, the UMSS Sprint Car Series ended their season at Red Cedar Speedway. In the UMSS Wing Sprint Cars, Gunnar Cummings beat Jack Berger, and in the traditional non-wing sprint car 20-lap A-Main, Harry Hansen over Blake Anderson. We were at the Jackson Motorplex both Friday and Saturday night last weekend. On Friday night, September 20th, in the 305 Wing Sprint Car A-Main, Javen Osterman over Stu Schneider. In the 360 non-wing 20-lap A-Main, Zach Reidert over Tim Cox. And in the 410 IRA Wing Sprint Car 25-lap A-Main, it was Billy Balog over Terry McCarl. Night 2 at the Jackson Motorplex last Saturday night, in the 305 Wing Sprint Car A-Main, Dusty Ballinger over Tyler Drucki. In the 360 non-wing Sprint Car A-Main, Chris Dodd over Zach Reidert. And in the 410 IRA 25-lap Wing Sprint Car A-Main, Austin McCarl followed by his dad, Terry McCarl. Last Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Deer Creek Speedway, it was a fall jamboree. Thursday night, September 19th, in a USMTS A-modified 40-lap A-Main, Derek Ramirez over Rodney Sanders. And in the USRA B-mod 20-lap A-Main, Jim Chisholm over Chris Jackson. Friday night at the Creek in the USMTS 40-lap A-Main, it was Rodney Sanders over Dustin Sorensen. And in a 20-lap USRA B-modified A-Main, Jim Chisholm over Dan Hoofden. And on the final night, September 21st, at the Fall Jamboree at the Deer Creek Speedway in the USMTS 40-lap A-Main, it was Jacob Bleese over Brandon Davis. And in the USRA B-Mod 25-lap finale, Jim Chisholm winning 3 in a row over Parker Hale. Viking Speedway in Alexandria ended its season Friday and Saturday night with the Fall Classic. On Friday night, September 20th, in the A-Modified A-Main, Dan Ebert over Don Eichens. In the B-Modifieds, Brock Groenwald over Tom Silver. In the Dirt Late Models, Dan Ebert over Dave Moss. In the Pure Stocks, it was Jason Reinke over Daniel Harstead. In the Street Stocks, Justin Vogel over Ryan Sader. And in the Super Stocks, Dave Moss over Tim Johnson. And Saturday night, September 21st, the final night at the Fall Classic at Viking Speedway in Alexandria. In the A-Modifieds, it was Jeremy Nelson over Danny Bayer. In the B-Modified A-Main, Jason Vandekamp over Brendan Blazek. In the Dirt Late Models, Don Shaw over Jeff Wildung. In the Pure Stocks, Jacob Aris over Daniel Harstead. In the Street Stocks, Ryan Sader over Justin Vogel. And in the Super Stocks, Dave Moss over Tim Johnson.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.